I always wanted to do this. Yo, 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 yo.
Yeah. What's up, Rico? It is.
Always wanted to do that.
The Valente and Rico show. Yes, I am here at Stony all week while Mike is with the horses.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you say that and not what you said pre-show.
I almost had a heart attack when you said what you said pre-show.
Well, it's a little inside joke, right? Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Mike's horses.
Horses, yes. Yes. We'll leave it at that. You don't need to know about why we're talking about that, do we?
No, we're good.
Yes. How you doing? You doing all right?
Yes, I am, Stony.
Good.
You brought some levity to the pre-show.
Yeah, well, levity's my middle name. All right. We'll react to the Bob Nightingale tweet where the Tigers are strongly, according to him, and he's pretty highly respectable as far as the baseball gurus, insiders, so to speak. They are heavily in the process of getting an Eugenio Suarez deal done, hopefully. And they want to get it done before the Arizona Diamondbacks leave town, which is Wednesday, and they play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news. We'll also talk about where the Emmanuel Clase situation, where he's been suspended by Major League Baseball pending a gambling investigation, the second Guardians pitcher to have this happen to, how that affects the Tigers. And also, we'll get into some Lions stuff, all sorts of wonderful, fun stuff we have for you. However, we are going to start with some fun. At least I think it's fun. Kenny Cott, the wonderful human being that works on this program and the Carson Anderson program and other programs on this radio station, was at Comerica Park on Saturday, and he tried to accomplish a very outstanding sports feat, I would say. Now, John Jansen would argue with me and say it has nothing to do with being athletic, and he's probably right in this case. But Kenny started and tried to do the 999 challenge. And if you are not familiar with the 999 challenge, what it is 9 hot dogs, 9 beers within 9 innings. Doesn't sound that difficult.
No, it is actually, Stoney, it sounds like this is something right up Kenny's alley.
Yes. So, Kenny, do you have a gold medal and a time for the 999 challenge?
I do not have a gold medal. I do not have a silver medal. I do not have a bronze medal. In fact, I did not place.
Wow. So, like, if you were basically what you did, if you look at the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, you pulled a reversal?
I didn't pull a reversal, so to speak.
Okay.
But I got through 4 innings, and I was cruising through 3, and then the 4th inning hit. And by the way, very, very fast-moving game.
Well, yeah, I was going to bring that up, but we'll go ahead, keep going.
But yeah, so I got to the 4th inning, and by hot dog and beer number 4, it's not the beer that got to you. It's the hot dogs, because by hot dog number 4, you're like, I don't want to look at a hot dog ever. I don't want to smell a hot dog. I don't want to be in the vicinity of any hot dog ever again by your fourth one, by the 4th inning. I was done. I was cooked.
Now, after 3, wouldn't the strategy be, you know, this is not like that, Nathan's, you know, we're not asking you to be Joey Chestnut. So you really don't have to eat the bun, do you? You could just, you know, after our
I wouldn't have felt good about it without eating the bun.
Okay.
You have to do the whole thing, I think. Mm. I wouldn't have felt good. I wouldn't have felt. I have some integrity here, Stoney. There's some integrity in the Kenny Cott hot dog eating program.
Okay.
Not a successful program, by the way. Right. We didn't make it to 5.
Okay. All right. So
that was also a downfall, by the way, is the condiments. Not the best. Like, you start, you're like, what do I like on my hot dog? I like a, you know, ketchup, mustard, whatever. And then by hot dog number 3 or 4, you're like, I think I'm just going to not put anything on it because this is making my stomach all kinds of sick.
Well, I know everybody's allowed to eat what they want on
you
hot dog.
You put what you want. I'm not a snob about it. You can put ketchup, relish, mustard, whatever you want.
I am, but for this competition, I would limit it to one condiment just because of, the difficulty, and it would be mustard, but because ketchup on a hot dog to me makes me sick thinking about it, so I can imagine what
I like
might do
so
to
that's
your stomach.
The difference, though. Yeah, I enjoy that.
All right,
I would rather have had the possum stew by inning number 5 than I would have had another hot dog.
Let me just say this. I'm disappointed in you.
I'm disappointed in me.
Because there are certain things in life that people are just built for.
Yes.
You're built for this. This is one where, yes, if it's useless sports college trivia, that's Mike's bag. For you, 9 beers, 9 hot dogs in 9 innings at a baseball game. Where was slick back hair, Kenny? This is so disappointing.
Yeah, that goes together like peanut butter and jelly. You have no problem with it.
David, like ham and burger. Yeah. I mean, this is like right there.
I'll tell you this. Nobody can be more disappointed in myself than I am.
You know what? You've changed, man.
I have.
I'm
changed. In my 30s now. I'm getting married soon. I don't think I can do this anymore.
Ever since you've gotten engaged, you've changed, man.
I have.
I don't even know who you are.
I understand.
Hey, Kenny, you want this? No, I'm good. I've had enough.
I'm like, what? The next thing you know, he's going to show up one day without his beard.
Right. When did you learn discretion?
I would like to issue a formal apology to the listeners and the Valeni Show with Rico, and also you, Stoney, for filling in, obviously. I'd like to apologize to everyone here, David, yourself included.
Well, Kenny,
this has not been my proudest moment.
Kenny and Rico, I think there's a part here that you don't know, and he needs to tell you this because it's the part of that makes me disappointed. He began to tell me of what he thought of his hot dog roller when he got home.
When I got home, I saw the hot dog roller and I wanted to throw it in the garbage can.
See, that's the most disappointing part right there.
No.
It's blaming a blameless utensil or not a machine, I should say.
I'm not mad at the Bud Light that I was drinking. I'm more mad at the hot dog.
It had nothing to do with its challenge.
David, we lost Bachelor Kenny. We've lost Bachelor Kenny, who had no regard to his health. I mean, this man was warming up salsa in the hot dog maker. Remember?
You think it's over, huh? You think my fighting days are coming to an end?
Oh, no. Not coming. They've ended. Son, you're done.
This was the test, and I failed it miserably.
Because right now, you're just embarrassing yourself. You got to 3?
I got through 4.
I'm thinking, had you told me, okay, I got to 7, and then in the 8th inning, it was a struggle.
Right.
I get it. 4? You? Come on, man.
248-539-9797. I want to know if other people have tried and actually completed the 999 challenge, or if there's any similar activities that you've accomplished at a sporting event or even a concert or something like that.
It just seemed like the easiest thing to do for Kenny.
And if you have, I applaud you. My hat is off to you because I cannot imagine. I don't even think I could have. If I really pushed myself, I maybe could have gotten through 5.
Did you do?
Here's Kenny.
Did you do enough research to find out maybe there were some, I don't know.
What research do you need?
Maybe there's
a hot dog and a beer.
Listen to me.
You either eat it or you can't. That's the research.
I'm looking for maybe there could have been one of the stands where the hot dogs were.
That's actually
a little smaller.
That's a great question, though, Stoney.
A little smaller, a little thinner.
If anybody's completed it, please
call
us. I know
where you're going with this, Stoney, and we'll leave.
No, I wasn't. No, you're the one with the filthy mind now.
Really?
Not me.
Okay.
I wasn't even thinking that at all.
Okay.
I swear.
You know what, though? I will say this. I think he should have done some research because I think he made a fatal mistake on doing this in the day he tried to do this. I can get to that next.
All right. Also, I do want to bring up a very relevant item about this challenge that maybe 3-4 years ago, he would have been much more successful. But the game has changed in the 999 challenge.
Don't even look at me, Kenny.
97 won the ticket. 248-539-9797. That is the number to either text us or call us.
You know what, Stoney? Before we get to the callers, I need to ask a question of the listeners out there. For those who have done this, is this something difficult? Because right now I am so disappointed in Kenny Cott. I mean, I would have put money on Kenny to finish this thing in the seventh inning. I thought he would have been done. This is, it was made for him, and he failed.
Or is there a strategy that I've missed? Because I just tried to do it.
I don't want
to
hear your voice right now.
I'm sorry.
I'll give you the strategy that you missed. This is what you missed. And I'll take it straight from the texter because I was thinking this. Doing the 999 challenge during a school bowl start and an offensive slump is asking for failure.
That is a critical plan.
That's
here.
The research he should have done.
You're right.
The wrong day to do it.
Here's the other thing. As I mentioned before, the game of the 999 challenge has changed. If you would have tried this 4 or 5 years ago, before the pitch clock.
That's true,
no
too.
No problem.
That made it tough. And what the frustrating thing to me, the most frustrating thing to me was, after I called it quits, after inning five when I said I'm tapping out, then all of a sudden the offense, everybody started getting hits. The game got longer.
That's it why was, you don't quit.
If I would have just held on a little longer, maybe I could have done it.
Yes. Well, the public wants to speak. 248-539-9797. I'd say good afternoon to Matt. What's up, Matt?
Yo, what's up, guys? So I tried it before. It was hard for me only because I don't like beer. So that was the hardest part for me. The hot dogs was easy. But one of my friends, he goes to the Tigers game all the time. He suggested, 999, do one hot dog and one beer per inning. You don't have to cram it all in at once. Or, multiple hot dogs and beers in several, the same inning. Just pace yourself. But for me, I'm not a beer guy. I prefer straight liquor, whiskey. So that was the hardest part for me, just drinking the beer.
So I figure, and thanks for the call, Matt. Kenny, so the strategy is you have your hot dog with your beer completely, or do you say, all right, I'm going to have most of my hot dog in the top of the inning, and then the beer maybe in the bottom of the half. That way you don't have to have beer constantly filling you up.
So that's what I should have done. But my strategy at the beginning was, all right, let me front load this thing, eat two hot dogs and drink as much of a beer as I can, maybe two. And then that's going to be, I'll have leeway at the end because I've already gotten the heavy lifting out of the way. But what I actually should have done and what I ended up doing at the end is after every at bat, I would eat 2-3 bites of the hot dog, take like 2-3 sips of the beer, kind of spread it out each at bat.
Yeah.
That would have been way smarter. That's what I should have done.
Yeah, you should have nursed it a little bit.
I didn't. I went full send immediately and regretted it immediately.
You should have massaged the 999 challenge. Let's go to Ryan. You're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, Stoney. Hey, Rico.
Hey.
So my buddy Charlie and I have had this conversation during golf yesterday. He thinks he can do it. I told him there's not a chance. So the question to Kenny is, how big are the beers were you drinking?
I wasn't drinking the gigantic ones that you get. I was drinking, I think they were probably 12 ounces, like regular size.
Okay. Yeah, so that's he says he can do the 12-ounce beers with the hot dogs. I said, no way. So we're trying this when the Atlanta Braves come to town. And I told them, I said, I'll put $100 on it. You don't finish it. So
great bet.
I mean, I don't think you can do it. If you can't do it, Kenny, I don't think I truly do. Like, you're the hot dog king. I mean, you get it.
I agree. I was the hot dog king.
Ryan, this isn't the same Kenny Cotton anymore. He's changed.
I can't wait to hear what Mike says when he comes back.
I've lost my superpowers, man. It's gone.
I listen to you guys every day. It's just like, oh, Mike's come back from Saratoga going, Kenny can't finish a freaking 5 hot dogs? Like, what the heck is this?
Ryan, it's right. That's like if all of a sudden I'm just like, you know what? This is something that's just way too spicy for me. I can't eat this. Come on, Kenny.
It's not even about the amount. It's just the pure mass of it. The amount of things you're consuming with beers and with hot dogs. It makes you a balloon.
Let me ask you this. What hot dogs were you eating? Because there's different hot dogs at the ballpark, right?
Just the regular standard issue ballpark hot dog. Nothing, not one of the fancy artisan ones, not one of the crazy ones, just a regular, get it at a stand or a vendor.
So what do you
No condiments?
I started with condiments. I eventually eased off the condiments because I felt like it was weighing me down a little bit.
So what you should do is either tonight or when you leave here, tomorrow, or the game Wednesday, do some research, and then Wednesday afternoon, you go to the game, and you come back and report.
Stoney, I also have a job here,
Oh, that's true.
I can't be drinking 9 beers and then showing up after a game. Well, hey, guys, welcome to 4 o'clock.
David, you know what I'm hearing?
I forgot.
Wah.
That's what I'll cop to that, man. I am doing a wah right now.
I should have tried this.
know, the hot dogs and the beers are too much for me. Oh, that's so disappointing. Dave, we got any ticket checks when we get back to the callers? 248-539-9797. Can you give Kenny some advice so that the next time he does this, he will complete it? Go ahead, David.
Wow, who is this Kenny Cott? Another bachelor for life, bites the dust, shaking my head. Now he can't even do the 999. That is Al in St. Clair Shores. Someone else says, 4 is disappointing. I could see 7, but 4? Who is this guy?
If he would have told me he went 7 in a Scoobal start, you know what, Kenny? I would have said, you know what? Job well done. Yeah. That Scoobal out there, quick game. Don't worry about it. Kenny, do you want another chance at this, or are you tapping out?
I'm not tapping out. I'm going to try it again, knowing what I know now. But I'll tell you this. You forget the amount of weight that beer has, because it is like drinking loaves of bread. I mean, look at the nutritional value of beer. All right. You don't want to hear. That's fine.
Well, maybe.
I'm just saying it's tougher than you think.
Maybe next time you go with Mick Ultra. Doesn't fill you up as much.
Well,
this is Kenny and alcohol. Like, what are we doing here?
It's not about the alcohol. I'll tell you this, Rico. If it was 9 shots of your favorite liquor, that would be so much better, because it wouldn't take up the real estate in your stomach.
Well, I totally agree with you, because that's one thing. Beers, if I can, you know, if I ever have more than 4 beers in a sitting, that's a lot. But I could do, like, you know, 8 vodka tonics and then those type of drinks, easy.
Yeah, if it was a mixed drink, even if it was like a rum and coke or whatever, I could do that way easier.
What are we listening to, Rico? This guy is saying he can't. This is too much beer. What are we doing here?
You know what? Next thing tomorrow, David gives up being a pastor. 248-539-9797.
Just too much scripture, man. Can't do it anymore.
Too much reading. I got to listen to people's he's going to get up on say, guys, I don't care. Do what you want to do. And then makes you happy.
Opposites for me. I've accepted the Lord into my life.
right. Kenny's like, I can't do this anymore. Give me just 2 hot dogs and 1 beer, I'm fine.
Kenny's going to walk in one day. No beard and a Leafs jersey on or something like that.
I guess, man.
Trying to accept a virtuous lifestyle into my home.
Right, with an Alabama hat or something.
That's
now you've gone too far.
That's called his wedding day.
By the way, David, you brought up something. I was going to ask you this off the air, but I went to buy my wife a birthday card the other day.
Yeah.
And I never realized that there was a special section. You know how they have, you know, birthday, wife, granddaughter, whatever, all them, pastor.
They sure
do. There was
they do?
Yes.
I actually received a lot over the weekend. A lot of scriptures in it.
Pastor?
Yeah, happy birthday, pastor.
Sure do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hmm. David, you know what my card for you would have said? I would have used one of your quotes.
Which one? It could have been anything, right?
I can't say it on the air. Kenny knows what I'm talking about.
I, in fact, know exactly what you're talking about.
So, Pastor David,
I would have got you a box of grits.
Pastor David, is there a liquid or a food that you could do the 999 challenge? You know, pray first, but then is there something you could do, you think?
I think I can actually do the 999 challenge, to be honest.
Stop.
Okay, you know, I don't know if you can. Okay, wow. Right, I know I can do more than you.
Stop it right here. Hold on. 248-539-9797. Guys, advice for Kenny. What did Kenny do wrong? Because he's going to do this again. Stoney. Right here, right now. You can get a part of this, or you can just watch. David, Kenny, I'll pay for this. I want you guys, I'll foot the bill.
All right.
David won't make it past 2 innings.
I want to see who wins.
Oh, the FanDuel odds are out of control. Put it this way. Class A would even bet on that. We'll explain what that means coming up, too, a little bit later. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1 The Ticket. A little bit of breaking Tiger news. No trades. But no corresponding move, but they have recalled Andy Ibañez. He's taking fielding from Joey Cora right now.
About to say, you know, you can't say that, Stoney. Everybody's ears perked up what is a trade? No.
That's why I said no trade.
You would have heard trade. You would have heard the breaking news.
Right. So. I didn't want to tease them that much by letting it linger.
Yeah.
Bad radio form. Doug would have done that.
We're talking about Kenny Cobb failed in the 999 challenge. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's really no other way to put it. He disappointed you, the listener, us,
yes,
part of the show, himself, his family.
His country.
I need Kenny to actually get up to the podium and do one of those apologies just to everybody. Scripted. He hired a PR firm to tell us how he disappointed everybody and how sorry he is. Because this? Uh-oh.
We do have a bit of breaking news.
Okay.
But it's Kenny Cott related.
Okay, David.
See, that's good because what my heart skipped a beat.
Kenny Cott is trying it again tonight.
The animal lives.
Yes.
I got Tigers tickets. They're fresh. We're going to do this. We're going to right the wrong, all right? Because we've been wronged. You've all been wronged by my selfishness. I will make it past four innings. I guarantee you that this will happen.
Wow. Okay, Kenny. I don't think you can. You've disappointed me.
You have every right to believe that, by the way.
Kenny, let's give love a chance. You make it to 9, send me the bill.
Right.
I will send everyone, if you want, update inning by inning as we go through hot dog and beer for verification so that nobody thinks that I'm lying.
But here's the thing. David Stoney, is this fair? Kenny, if you finish this, I'll take care of you. If you can't finish this, you got to bring in your hot dog roller and I can destroy it in front of you.
Woo! Stakes are high. Boys, I'm ready for this.
All right.
So is that a bet?
That's a bet.
So if you don't finish, you bring in the hot dog roller and we destroy it live on the show.
And if I do, I'm bringing the receipt.
You bring in the receipts. But if not, I will back my vehicle up over this thing multiple times.
So now we definitely need, Kenny's got to do some scouting. We need some advice for him for tonight's 999 challenge. And, maybe when we find out the results, he can somehow get them to Dan Dickerson. He can put it on the broadcast.
Yeah, why not?
So we can get that done. We can get that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, 248-539-9797.
That's Rico backing up his truck.
Yeah, the Brinks truck for the bill that this is going to cost you.
No, that's me. This is Kenny when he has to come in tomorrow.
So let's figure that out for a second, by the way. So 9 dogs is probably what, $72, like $8 for a dog probably?
It's Kenny. Okay, let's go with that.
Okay. Beer, we're doing the 12-ounce beers, probably 11, 12 bucks a beer. I don't even know, I would guess.
I believe when I was there last on Saturday, it was somewhere in the $8, $9 range per beer.
For beer, probably. Okay, so yeah. Let's go 10 bucks, all right?
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So 9 dogs, 10 bucks, 10 beers.
Plus tip, yeah, I usually give them a couple of bucks as a tip.
Okay, so that's 10 beers.
Safest bet.
100 bucks, 900. Basically, you would talk about $200 counting tip.
Safest bet.
Okay.
He can't do it. He struggled.
I realized my mistake, though. I figured out, I think I have a strategy now.
No, here, plus, here, I think he can do it. And I'll tell you why I think he can do it. Because he was so shamed in people calling him a small cat for not completing it earlier, mm-hmm, that he's going to go overboard and get it done.
Kenny's going to hit hot dog number 5 and regret life. I promise you, he's going to be like, I'm going to miss my hot dog roller.
But I also didn't account for, now that I think about this, the logistics of this, I believe last call is somewhere in the 7th or 8th inning. So this means I might have to front load a couple of beers now that I think about it.
Oh, that's even better.
Well,
you can have them sitting around waiting, yeah, right?
Right, yes, exactly.
Yeah, I could order a couple and then in advance. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out every which way that Rico could back over my hot dog roller, and I'm not trying to let that happen.
Because you don't want to front.
Yeah, this is what I'm trying to avoid here.
You don't want to front load the beers just because they'll get warm.
I think the smart thing to do would be to front load the hot dogs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a sentence I'm never going to say on the air again.
Let's go to Aaron. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Aaron?
Okay,
there we go.
So, hi, Kenny. So... here's the thing. I have a couple of suggestions for Kenny, and I have a challenge that I did like 30 years ago.
I could use all the help I could get, Aaron.
Okay, so the first thing you're going to want to do, and I'm not even kidding, is order yourself a really big salad without a lot of stuff on it, because the water and the fiber is going to help expand your stomach, and you're going to use the restroom before you go to the game. Okay,
now we're talking about something that can help me. This is
Aaron,
good.
Aaron.
Yes.
I'm going to let you finish. Let me let you know something. Kenny and salad is like oil and water.
That actually might make things, now that I think
about
it. I've
been long enough to know that I'm giving tough advice, Rico. I got to be honest. Okay.
I've seen Gilly after he ate a salad once, and he turned green.
No, you say you've seen me. You didn't see me at all. I was in stall number 3 for about 30 to 45 minutes.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Okay, I walked into that one. I give it a...
No. Aaron, I love it. Keep giving him advice.
Okay, so I did a challenge when I was in college called the 100-minute challenge, and it was one shot every minute for 100 minutes. Now, this is a shot of beer. Nobody panicked. Nobody was dying of alcohol poisoning, okay?
I was like, you're still alive?
Oh, yeah, no. But think about it. 100 shots of beer is about 9 beers. It's about what you're doing tonight.
Right. That there's the power hour, too, that people do. Like, it's 60 minutes, a shot of beer every minute. I've heard of that, too.
Yes. So a group of us that used to play poker together actually convinced each other that we could all do it. You can't. Everybody's telling you to front load this or front load that. Eat as much and drink as much in the first 3 innings as humanly possible, because there's a point at which your brain is going to tell your stomach that you're done. And the quicker you do all of the solids and liquids that you have to do, the more time it's going to take for your brain to give you that message.
So I like how your advice is you can't. That's terrible.
No,
100 shots, advice, you can't.
3 of us at the table did, but I wasn't one of them. I shouldn't say us. 3 people at the table did. I was out at around minute 75. But for the hot dogs and beer, if you can do 8 hot dogs and 8 beers in 3.5 innings, you can chill for the rest of the night, bro.
Eight beers in 3 innings. That's tough.
Because that is tough. I'm not going to front load it like that, mm-hmm. but I get the idea of what he's saying.
First of all, Kenny, okay. I want you to have...
thanks, Aaron.
I want somebody else to drive.
Oh, yeah, obviously, yes. I'm not drinking 9 beers and then hitting the car.
I want you here safely to bring that hot dog roller.
No, there is a designated driver that has been appointed.
Yeah, we may do a ceremony. We may record this and put it online.
Of you handing me money from the receipts?
No.
I'm pretty confident, actually. The more I talk myself into this, I think I'm good. Don't laugh. It's not funny. I can do this.
I think that is pretty funny.
It's not funny.
Okay. So we're gonna have we need video too. Like every.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I need some proof, Kenny. I love you.
Oh yeah. No sweat.
I love you, but this isn't one where you know the fiance helps you out a little bit. No.
Right.
None of that. No.
This is all me. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, he's on hot dog 2 in the video. Then we skip to hot dog 9. We're like, whoa. We
got nothing in the middle. Or it's the same hot dog 9 times. Like, wait a minute.
It's a good idea, actually.
Why didn't the score change in the background?
Let me ask you a question. Is he allowed to eat the dogs without 9 buns?
I'll save you the time. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I wouldn't feel good about it.
I can say you could, because you could put 2 hot dogs in 1 bun and do, you know, 2 dogs.
I hear that's how David's weekend goes a lot of times.
Oh,
no.
Wow. All
right. I will be eating the same hot dog every time. Don't worry.
The same hot dog? You can eat the same hot dog 9 times?
No, the same place, the same stuff. Roberts. Talking hot dogs here, people. Clean it up.
All right. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Tim. What's up? Tim.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey, Kenny, best of luck tonight. I don't think you can do it. I think a more reasonable idea would to be set an over and under on this.
What would you realistically put that at?
7.5 dogs.
Well, I could easily
put
that.
You're either at 7 or 8. There's no right? 7.5, I think.
Seven and a half is a good number.
Great number.
Because Tim, if he goes over, that means he's at 8, and all he needs is one more, and he can sweat, he can do whatever he wants to get that ninth one.
I like it.
Well, we have to change the parameter of the bet, Tim, if we do that.
Oh, that's a separate bet.
Yeah, well, it's just something to think about.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe something more to motivate Kenny.
Because if that's the case, then okay, Kenny, if you did over 7.5, I would give you half the bill, and if you miss, I just hold your hot dog machine hostage for 3 months.
For rent.
Right.
You're going to rent this hot dog.
Right.
David, I'm going to need you to pull that one.
97 won the ticket. That music means one thing and one thing only. It's time for Football Today.
Guys, we are getting closer. Do you realize that this past Saturday was the last Saturday without football until the middle of February? We are there, guys. And so,
because... Are we, though? No. There's a game on Saturday? What kind of game is there on Saturday?
You're right. The Hall of Fame game is on Thursday this year,
yeah.
Not Saturday. I apologize.
It's okay.
We have one more Saturday without football.
This is probably the last...
But still... I don't count preseason. I see where you're going with this, David.
Immediate misinformation by you.
Well, let's just move on. Let's just move on again.
Terrible job, Dave. Awful job.
Just worry about the 999. Go ahead, Dave.
Let's just get to this, guys, because I got to some of it last week. There are more guys I want to get to in the NFL that are under pressure. These are players, coaches, and possible GMs. Let's get to the first guy today, and that is quarterback Bryce Young. He had a good end of his year last year, improving. He was benched, but he improved. So how much pressure is he under for the Carolina Panthers?
David, I think he's under tremendous pressure. Now, good news for Bryce Young. He finished the season strong with the new head coach. Canales looks like he really is going to turn him into something. Mm-hmm. But right now, Carolina fans are holding their breath because if he bombs... You have to start all over again. This is it for him. Guys, if he screws this year up and he's bad, you have to replace him, and chances are you're drafting another QB at the top of the draft next season.
Arch Manning, how's he looking, Carolina Blue?
You know, I'm still wondering. I need to see what Arch Manning actually looks like. Yes.
Or Nussmeier. Maybe.
If his last name was anything other than Manning, I don't know if he would have this amount of hype, but I get what you're saying, Stoney. But, David... immense pressure on that young man. High expectations. He floundered, but he turned it around. Can he match the last six games this upcoming season?
Next person on the list is a head coach. It is the head coach for the Arizona Cardinals, Jonathan Gannon. Sure, we always talk about Kyler Murray, how he looks, the connection between him and Marvin Harrison Jr., but how much pressure is Jonathan Gannon under for this year for the Arizona Cardinals?
This is what? This would be year three?
Yes, I believe so, yes.
I think they have to at least come close to making the playoffs or at least show some improvement, because if not, yeah, he could be gone. He's another one of those guys that might say, hey, you know what, he's a really good coordinator, not much of a head coach. They've suffered some an injury, I forget exactly who, over the last week. And that could hurt them a lot.
Unfortunately, Stoney, I think Arizona is just one of those forgotten franchises that no one really cares, not even their own fan base. So, David, where he could go out there and just totally bomb, I don't think there's going to be a ton of pressure to get rid of him, because they don't really have a fan base. They exist. But it's like some teams, the fire is always hot. They're... You got to do something pretty bad. Now, yes, year three, maybe you could crack the code on Kyler Murray and really turn him into something. We'll see. You got Marvin Harrison Jr. You got Will Johnson's going to be down there. But I don't think he has a ton of pressure.
Right. Starling Thomas, the fifth, is who I was referring to. He started quite a few games for them. He tore out his knee in practice the other day. He's done for the year.
What's also interesting with them, and I know people up here talk about a curse and the Super Bowl thing, but with the Cardinals, they're dealing with a first-round pick type curse here for the last couple years. Their first-round pick last year got hurt, missed most of the season. This year, Walter Nolan, their first-round pick, is now hurt and may miss part of the season. So they just can't seem to get anything right there in Arizona.
No, they can't. It seems like something is wrong with them, but, I mean, hopefully your other picks can step up. I mean, they were able to get Will Johnson in under contract, right. So maybe he could step in there. He was looked to be a first-round pick, so maybe, you know, he can show that he was worth the wait in getting in round two.
Well, speaking of injuries, the next guy on this list with pressure, or maybe not, is Joey Bosa for the Buffalo Bills. Now, I think, and they talk about it here, they're putting him on this list because the Buffalo Bills are a Super Bowl contender. They need someone on their defensive line to step up. So can he be the guy? How much pressure is he under?
He's under a decent amount of pressure, not just to help the Bills, you know, get over that hump, for his career. He's under pressure to stay healthy. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's just it, Stoney. He's one of those guys that, can you just play an entire season? It's almost like you hold your breath and say, if you can give me 8 games, I'll consider that a win. Yeah, David, I think he has pressure, but the more pressure is, can you just finish the season? If I'm Buffalo, as silly as this sounds, I actually play him very little and try to hold off and save him for the playoffs.
Next guy on this list, we're back to a player here. Shedeur Sanders, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. He fell in the draft. Is he under any pressure this year?
Realistically speaking, no. He's not. Because I don't – he's a lot of hype, but I don't think out in the field he's really going to amount to anything. I think that at some point the fans will demand it because Cleveland won't be that good. But, David, I don't think he starts to like week 10 or 11 when the season is officially over and they just say, all right, Shedeur, let me see what you got.
The only pressure he is to make sure that he's at least a third-string quarterback breaking camp and he's better than Dylan Gabriel, for crying out loud, because you got Flacco and Pickett.
Right. So, yeah, that's his pressure. Can he make the team or will he be on the practice squad?
Well, for those NFL fans that don't know, let me give you this. The last fifth-round selection to become a long-term starter at quarterback was Mark Brunell, who was drafted in 93, but it took him 2 years on the bench and an expansion team for him to get an opportunity. So Shedeur Sanders, you might be right, under no pressure.
And you know what? The funny thing about it, because of Shedeur Sanders, you know who really doesn't have any pressure? It's Cam Ward.
You're right.
Because nobody talks about him. You would have thought that Shedeur Sanders went number one overall. Cam Ward did. And he just kind of went, signed his contract, and he's just out there doing his thing. You don't hear anything about him. But I think because of Shedeur and all the cameras in Cleveland, he's just flying under the radar.
And this final one on the list here is an offensive coordinator. And Stoney, you may know a lot here. There's a lot of pressure. Or is it? He's the offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, Kevin Petula. They're coming off winning a Super Bowl. Brian Johnson was promoted and fired after one season. Then it was Kellen Moore. He's now a head coach. So is there pressure for the Eagles offensive coordinator?
Externally, yes. Because in that town, if the offense isn't what it was last year, he'll get the blame. It's either him or Jalen Hurts. They're not going to blame Saquon Barkley. They're not going to blame A.J. Brown or Lane Johnson or anybody else. So, yes. He does have pressure, but it's from the fans, maybe some media, but I don't think inside that building, Sirianni's not going to put pressure on him, and I don't think Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, will either, or Howie Roseman, the GM. I think he's got at least a year, unlike his predecessor.
Yeah, I mean, looking at all the talent that they have, don't fall on your face, and yeah, go out there and do something. I mean, to me, it's – you got too much talent. Like you should not fail. Stoney, is that asking too much?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, now see, for me, David, I know you said that was it. Like I would look at a guy like John Morton, the Lions offensive coordinator. That's a lot of pressure. because that was a well-oiled machine. We saw, we know what it can do. Your pressure is, can you keep this thing going? Because if it goes backwards, you already know what everybody's going to say. Well, you know, basically it's going to be, you're not my real dad, that type of thing.
All right. And on that note, that is in football today.